1. What is Hibernate and how does it relate to lazy and eager loading? Hibernate is an ORM, object relational mapping, framework that facilitates the conversion between Java objects and relational database tables. Lazy and eager loading are strategies used to control the fetching of related entities in Hibernate. 2. What is lazy loading in Hibernate? Lazy loading in Hibernate means that related entities are fetched only when they are accessed for the first time. This improves performance by avoiding unnecessary database queries. 3. What is eager loading in Hibernate? Eager loading in Hibernate means that related entities are fetched immediately when the parent entity is loaded. This may lead to multiple database queries, but ensures that related data is available. 4. How do you implement lazy loading in Hibernate? Lazy loading is implemented using the one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type, dot lazy, annotation on the relationship, meaning the related entities are fetched only when explicitly accessed. At entity public class parent entity, at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type, dot lazy, private set children, 5. How do you implement eager loading in Hibernate? Eager loading is implemented using the one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type, dot eager, annotation, causing related entities to be loaded immediately when the parent entity is fetched. At entity public class parent entity, at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type, dot eager, private set children, 6. What are the pros and cons of lazy loading? Pros of lazy loading: improves performance by loading related entities only when required. Reduces initial database load. Cons of lazy loading: can lead to the N+1 select problem if not managed correctly. May cause performance issues if entities are accessed multiple times. 7. What are the pros and cons of eager loading? Pros of eager loading: all related data is available immediately, avoiding additional queries. Can improve performance when related entities are always needed. Cons of eager loading: may lead to unnecessary data loading, increasing memory usage. Can slow down performance by executing multiple database queries. 8. What is the N+1 select problem in Hibernate? The N+1 select problem occurs when Hibernate performs one query to load the parent entity and one query per related entity. This can result in many unnecessary database queries and performance issues. 9. How can you prevent the N+1 select problem in Hibernate? The N+1 select problem can be avoided by using eager loading, fetch type, dot eager, or more commonly by using at many to one, fetch equals fetch type, dot lazy, and then using join fetch in the query. 10. What is that fetch annotation in Hibernate, and how does it help with lazy slash eager loading? That fetch annotation allows you to define how associations are fetched. For example, fetch mode dot join can be used to fetch associations eagerly in a single query, while fetch mode dot select can be used to fetch them lazily. At entity public class parent entity, at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type, dot lazy, at fetch mode dot join, private set children, 11. How does lazy loading affect performance in Hibernate applications? Lazy loading can improve performance by loading related entities only when accessed, reducing the number of database queries and the amount of data fetched. However, it can lead to performance issues if entities are accessed multiple times. 12. Can you change the default fetching strategy in Hibernate? Yes, the fetching strategy can be changed using annotations like at many to one, fetch equals fetch type, dot lazy, for lazy loading, or at one to many, fetch equals fetch type, dot eager, for eager loading. 13. How does Hibernate handle the session when using lazy loading? Hibernate keeps the session open while lazily loading data. If the session is closed before accessing the lazy loaded entity, a lazy initialization exception occurs. 14. How can you solve the lazy initialization exception in Hibernate? You can solve the lazy initialization exception by ensuring that the session remains open when accessing lazy loaded entities, or by using at transactional to manage session handling in Spring. At transactional public void fetch data, parent entity parent equals parent repository, dot find by ID, 1L, set children equals parent, dot get children, /// no lazy initialization exception, 15. What is the effect of fetch type, dot lazy on relationships in Hibernate? Fetch type, dot lazy, delays the loading of related entities until they are explicitly accessed. It helps to avoid unnecessary database queries, but can result in additional queries when the related entities are accessed. 16. What is the default fetch type for at many-to-one relationships in Hibernate? The default fetch type for at many-to-one relationships in Hibernate is fetch type, dot eager, meaning that related entities are fetched immediately with the parent entity. 17. What is the fetch mode in Hibernate and how does it work with lazy slash eager loading? Fetch mode in Hibernate defines how associated entities are fetched. Fetch mode dot join fetches the related entity eagerly in a single query, while fetch mode dot select uses separate queries for each related entity, lazy loading. 18. How does Hibernate decide which fetch strategy to use by default? Hibernate decides the default fetch strategy based on the annotation or mapping configuration. For example, at many-to-one defaults to fetch type.eager, and at one-to-many defaults to fetch type.lazy. 19. How can you optimize performance when using lazy loading with Hibernate? Performance can be optimized by minimizing the number of queries, e.g., using join fetch, eagerly loading only the necessary entities, and using batch fetching strategies to load multiple entities at once. 20. How does Hibernate handle the fetching of collections in lazy loading? In lazy loading, Hibernate fetches collections, e.g., list, set, when they are accessed for the first time. If not accessed, the collection will not be loaded, which can help reduce memory usage. 21. How can you specify eager loading in Hibernate? Eager loading can be specified using at many-to-one, fetch equals fetch type.eager, or at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type.eager, annotations, causing related entities to be fetched immediately. 22. What is the default fetching strategy for at one-to-many in Hibernate? The default fetching strategy for at one-to-many relationships in Hibernate is fetch type.lazy, meaning the associated entities will not be fetched unless explicitly accessed. 23. How can you override the default fetch type in Hibernate? You can override the default fetch type by using the fetch attribute in the annotation. For example, at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type.eager, to eagerly fetch related entities. 24. What is the difference between lazy loading and eager loading in terms of database queries? Lazy loading results in fewer database queries since related entities are loaded only when accessed, whereas eager loading fetches all related entities in a single query, which might increase the number of queries. 25. How do you handle lazy initialization exception in Hibernate? Lazy initialization exception occurs when you try to access a lazily loaded entity outside the scope of the session. You can solve this by ensuring the session is open or by using it transactional. 26. Can lazy loading be used with collections in Hibernate? Yes, lazy loading can be used with collections, e.g., at one-to-many. The collection is loaded only when it is accessed for the first time. 27. What is join fetch in Hibernate and how does it relate to lazy loading? Join fetch is used in Hibernate queries to eagerly load associated entities in a single query. It overrides lazy loading and fetches related entities immediately, reducing the number of queries. At query, select p from parent entity, p join fetch p.children, list find all with children, 28. What is the impact of using lazy loading on performance? Lazy loading can improve performance by reducing unnecessary database queries, but it may cause additional queries if related entities are frequently accessed after the initial loading. 29. How can you change the fetch type for at one-to-many relationships in Hibernate? You can change the fetch type for at one-to-many by specifying the fetch attribute in the annotation, at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type.eager, or at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type.lazy. 30. How can you prevent lazy loading from causing N plus 1 query problems in Hibernate? You can prevent N plus 1 query problems by using join fetch in HQL or JPQL to fetch related entities in a single query. Additionally, batch fetching can be enabled to fetch multiple entities at once. 31. What is the purpose of at transactional in Hibernate when dealing with lazy loading? At transactional ensures that the session is open during the transaction, which allows lazy loading to fetch related entities without causing a lazy initialization exception after the session is closed. 32. How can you fetch data eagerly using a query in Hibernate? You can fetch data eagerly by using a join fetch clause in your HQL or JPQL query to load related entities immediately. At query, select p from parent entity p join fetch p.children, list find all with children, 33. What is the effect of fetch type.lazy on at many-to-one relationships? Fetch type.lazy on at many-to-one means that the related entity will not be fetched when the parent entity is loaded. It will only be fetched when explicitly accessed. 34. Can you force eager loading for collections in Hibernate? Yes, you can force eager loading for collections by using at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type.eager, or by using join fetch in your queries. 35. What is the lazy collection annotation used for in Hibernate? The lazy collection annotation is used to specify how collections are fetched. It is used with at one-to-many and at many-to-many to indicate whether the collection should be fetched lazily or eagerly. 36. How does Hibernate optimize lazy loading with batch fetching? Batch fetching in Hibernate allows you to load related entities in batches instead of one by one, thus reducing the number of SQL queries when accessing multiple related entities. 37. How can you configure batch fetching in Hibernate? Batch fetching can be configured in the hibernate.cfg.xml file or in annotations by setting hibernate.jdbc.batch_size property. hibernate.jdbc.batch_size = 1038. What are the drawbacks of using eager loading in Hibernate? Eager loading can lead to performance issues by loading unnecessary data, especially in large datasets. It may cause a high memory load or increased database query times. 39. What is the difference between fetchtype.eager and fetchtype.lazy in terms of query execution? Fetchtype.eager causes the related entities to be fetched in the same query as the parent entity, whereas fetchtype.lazy only loads related entities when accessed, potentially requiring additional queries. 40. Can Hibernate automatically choose between lazy and eager loading based on usage patterns? No, Hibernate does not automatically choose between lazy and eager loading. The fetch strategy needs to be specified explicitly using annotations or configurations. 41. What happens if you try to access a lazily loaded entity outside the session in Hibernate? If you try to access a lazily loaded entity outside of the session, a lazy initialization exception is thrown because the session is closed and the entity cannot be fetched. 42. What is the impact of using fetchtype.lazy on performance? Fetchtype.lazy can improve performance by delaying the loading of related entities until they are actually needed. However, it can cause performance issues if entities are accessed frequently, resulting in multiple database queries. 43. How does Hibernate manage the session when using lazy loading? Hibernate uses the session to fetch lazily loaded entities. As long as the session is open, lazy loaded associations can be fetched. If the session is closed, accessing lazy loaded entities will trigger a lazy initialization exception. 44. What is fetchtype.eager and how does it affect performance? Fetchtype.eager causes Hibernate to fetch related entities immediately with the parent entity. While this can reduce the number of queries, it may negatively impact performance by loading unnecessary data. 45. What is the difference between eager and lazy fetching in terms of the SQL query generated? In eager fetching, a join is used in the SQL query to load both the parent and related entities in a single query. In lazy fetching, separate SQL queries are executed for the parent entity and its related entities when accessed. 46. How can you prevent lazy initialization exception in Hibernate when using lazy loading? You can prevent lazy initialization exception by ensuring that the session remains open when accessing lazily loaded entities or by fetching related entities eagerly using join fetch. 47. How can you use atfetch in Hibernate to control the loading behavior of collections? Atfetch is used to specify the fetching strategy for collections, such as atfetch, fetchMode.select, or atfetch, fetchMode.join, to control how related entities are loaded. 48. How does Hibernate manage the fetch strategy for at-one-to-many associations? By default, at-one-to-many relationships use fetchtype.lazy, but the fetch strategy can be changed to fetchtype.eager or controlled using query-based join fetch to load related entities. 49. What is the effect of at-many-to-one, fetch equals fetchtype.lazy, on database queries? At-many-to-one, fetch equals fetchtype.lazy means that the associated entity is not loaded immediately with the parent entity, and a separate query will be executed when the relationship is accessed for the first time. 50. How does Hibernate handle the fetch strategy for at-many-to-many relationships? Hibernate can use either fetchtype.lazy or fetchtype.eager for at-many-to-many relationships. By default, it uses lazy loading, but you can specify eager loading using annotations or queries. 51. How can you configure fetch type for relationships in Hibernate via XML configuration? In XML configuration, you can set the fetch type using the fetch attribute in the and elements, like this. 52. What are the potential downsides of using fetchtype.eager for large collections? Using fetchtype.eager for large collections can result in performance issues due to loading a large number of related entities in a single query, leading to increased memory usage and slower response times. 53. How does Hibernate handle fetching strategies for unidirectional associations? Hibernate handles fetching strategies for unidirectional associations in the same way as bidirectional associations. You can specify the fetch type using annotations, at one-to-many, fetch equals fetchtype.lazy, or queries. 54. How can you use the batch size annotation to optimize lazy loading in Hibernate? The batch size annotation can be used to control the number of entities fetched in one query during lazy loading. It can reduce the number of queries by fetching entities in batches instead of individually. 55. What is the impact of lazy loading when working with a large dataset in Hibernate? Lazy loading can improve performance by loading only the required entities when accessed. However, if many related entities are accessed frequently, it can result in multiple queries, which may degrade performance for large datasets. 56. What does Hibernate.enable_lazy_load_no_trans configuration option do in Hibernate? The Hibernate.enable_lazy_load_no_trans option allows lazy loading of associations even when there is no active Hibernate transaction. This can help avoid lazy initialization exception when accessing lazily loaded entities outside a transaction. 57. How do you configure fetch type using that many-to-many annotation? You can configure the fetch type using the fetch attribute in that many-to-many annotation, like this, at many-to-many, fetch equals fetch type, dot lazy. 58. What is the relationship between lazy loading and the open session in view pattern in Hibernate? The open session in view pattern ensures that the Hibernate session is kept open during the entire request, which allows lazy loading to work properly even after the initial entity is loaded and the transaction is closed. 59. How can you handle lazy loading when using at one-to-one associations in Hibernate? For at one-to-one associations, you can specify the fetch type as fetch type.lazy or fetch type.eager. By default, at one-to-one uses fetch type.eager, but you can change this using annotations or in queries. 60. What is the significance of at many-to-one, fetch equals fetch type.lazy, in terms of query execution? At many-to-one, fetch equals fetch type.lazy means that the related entity will not be fetched initially with the parent entity. Instead, a separate query will be executed when the associated entity is accessed. 61. How does at one-to-many, fetch equals fetch type.lazy, work in Hibernate when accessing the related collection? With fetch type.lazy, the related collection is not fetched immediately. A separate query is issued only when the collection is accessed for the first time within an active session. 62. What is the difference between at many-to-one and at one-to-many in terms of lazy/eager fetching? At many-to-one typically uses fetch type.lazy by default, while at one-to-many defaults to fetch type.lazy but can be configured to eager. In at many-to-one, the associated entity is fetched lazily when accessed, while at one-to-many may trigger additional queries to fetch collections. 63. How do you fetch collections lazily in Hibernate when using that many-to-many annotation? You can specify lazy loading for at many-to-many by using fetch equals fetch type.lazy, which will load the related entities only when accessed, without fetching them immediately during the initial query. 64. What are some strategies to avoid the N plus 1 problem in Hibernate when using lazy loading? Strategies to avoid the N plus 1 problem include using join fetch in HQL or JPQL queries to load related entities in a single query, or configuring batch fetching using a batch size to fetch multiple entities at once. 65. What is that fetch annotation used for in Hibernate? That fetch annotation controls how Hibernate fetches a collection or association. It allows you to specify whether to use fetch mode.join or fetch mode.select, thus impacting the strategy for loading the related entities. 66. What does the Hibernate.default_batch_fetch_size configuration property do in Hibernate? The Hibernate.default_batch_fetch_size property specifies the batch size for fetching entities when batch fetching is enabled. It controls the number of entities that are loaded in each query during lazy loading. 67. How can you configure eager loading for all at one-to-many associations globally in Hibernate? You can globally configure eager loading for at one-to-many associations by using the Hibernate.fetch_size property in the configuration file or by setting fetch type.eager on each at one-to-many annotation. 68. What is the effect of enabling Hibernate.use_outer_join in Hibernate configuration? Enabling Hibernate.use_outer_join forces Hibernate to use outer joins instead of inner joins for fetching associated entities. This can help in certain cases with fetch type.lazy, as it ensures all entities are loaded in one query, even with missing associations. 69. Can you use a custom fetch strategy in Hibernate? How? Yes, you can use a custom fetch strategy in Hibernate by overriding the default fetch type with @fetch or by using join fetch in HQL/JPQL queries to customize how related entities are fetched.